Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. President Trump says he'd support an investigation into whether Postmaster General Louis DeJoy violated campaign finance law. NPR's Tamara Keith reports he made the comments in response to a Washington Post article.
The article described an arrangement from when DeJoy was in private business. Employees at his company were reportedly urged to make donations to Republican causes and candidates, and then had the expenses offset with bonuses. If proven, such a scheme would violate campaign finance law prohibiting the use of straw donors to circumvent individual donation limits. Trump says he's seen the article and is open to an investigation.
And we'll see how that goes. But no, I think he's a very honest guy, but we'll see.
Trump also said that if it is proven DeJoy did something wrong, he should lose his job. A spokesperson told The Washington Post DeJoy believes that he has always followed campaign fundraising laws and regulations. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
President Trump's remarks about the Postmaster General came during a wide-ranging Labor Day news conference in which he again pushed back against a report in The Atlantic that he referred to fallen U.S. soldiers as suckers and losers. And he repeated a claim that a coronavirus vaccine could be available by the end of October. U.S. Forest Service says it's closing national forests in Southern California and adding restrictions at others because of the wildfire threat. Crews are battling dozens of wildfires. More than 2 million acres have burned in California so far in 2020, setting a state record. In Colorado, snow on the forecast could help crews fighting a wildfire west of Fort Collins. From member station KUNC, Desmond O. Boyle reports.
The Denver metro area north to Fort Collins is under an orange glow as pockets of ash flow through the air. The Cameron Peak fire started on August 13th. It's reached the northern tip of Rocky Mountain National Park. Paul Brukink, spokesman for the fire team, says the weather is going to help dampen the blaze, but it's not a season-ending event.
We need a succession of these in a row to actually put this thing out.
Some areas could see a 70-degree temperature shift, and anywhere from 6 to 12 inches of snow is expected to fall over the fire. The Cameron Peak fire is now the seventh largest in Colorado's recorded history. For NPR News, I'm Desmond O. Boyle in Greeley, Colorado.
In Minneapolis, where the death of George Floyd sparked nationwide protests, a new policy is going into effect tomorrow. The city is raising the threshold for use of force by police. Jeremiah Ellison is a member of city council.
I think that shrinking the footprint of what the police respond to is probably a measure that's going to go a long way in reducing the number of critical incidents that residents find themselves in when dealing with the police.
In Rochester, New York, protesters are demanding changes to police response to mental health emergencies following the death of Daniel Prude in police custody. You're listening to NPR News. Coronavirus cases in the U.S. are climbing at a slightly lower rate. They now total nearly 6.3 million. Now, with autumn coming, NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports that scientists are trying to determine how the coronavirus will interact with seasonal flu.
There have been some reports of people who got infected with both influenza and COVID-19. There's just not enough information yet to know much about how a co-infection could change the course of a person's illness. Each virus can cause inflammation in the lungs. A simultaneous or sequential infection with both viruses might make people sicker than getting one disease alone. All the social distancing measures and masks used to prevent the spread of coronavirus should hopefully drive down the numbers of flu cases this year. That's what's been seen in the southern hemisphere, where the flu season is just ending. But as autumn approaches in the north, doctors say it's more important than ever to get vaccinated against flu. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
Two of Australia's leading foreign correspondents in China are back home. The Australian Broadcasting Corporation says the two left the country after Chinese police demanded interviews with them following the detention in Australia last week of a high-profile business anchor on Chinese state television. Both had sought shelter in Australian diplomatic compounds as diplomats negotiated with Chinese officials to allow them to leave. The financial markets in Asia, meanwhile, mostly up following Monday's rally in Europe. U.S. markets were closed for the Labor Day holiday. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.